We're at the speakeasy downtown. And of course, you're there on the couch with your gaggle of women around you. You know, for such a bachelor, you always have women following you around. God. Seeing all those women around, it's as if you're a piece of meat for these dogs to find. I head to the bar, and I grab a glass of wine, and then sit over a lounge chair and sip. My glass. Not this time you're alone. But you appear very drunk. You invite me over to sit down next to you. And I oblige. Trying to keep conversation light. However, you're quite, how shall I say, handsy when you're drunk. The flirt starts with you stroking my hair and down to my cheeks. And then you grab my blouse, pulling me towards you, kissing me. It's a mistake, yes. It was quite the mistake we made last night. Wait, no, we can't. Are you mad? There's no way we can do an Uber back to your place. Besides, imagine who would see a nice looking gentleman like yourself with a woman like me. Oh, I guess I don't want this night to end so quickly. And we head over back to your place. What a fucking mistake that was. Yeah, let's take your shirt off. Yeah. God. Fuck. I can totally spread my legs for you. Just no telling your brother, okay? Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me. Yeah. Oh God. We can't tell anyone. I'd imagine what your brother would think. Oh, fuck. Yeah. God. Yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me. Yeah. Treat me like a little fucking slut. You know, for goddamn sure. You can't tell anyone. Especially your brother. My husband. Who gives a shit about him? We should do this again sometime. Stays between us. Our little drunken escapade.